Now we're ready to start.
Hello, Joseph. Nice to meet you here. Are you choosing a Christmas tree?
Hi, Mike. I'm waiting for my sister Sally. She's buying rugs for yoga while I'm just enjoying watching people with their children preparing for Christmas. To tell the truth, with all these decorations hanging out about our house, it has become a complete mess.
I see. I bought Christmas gifts for my friends yesterday, but I'm not sure I know how to properly choose and care for a natural Christmas tree so that it can last longer and I can be more environmentally conscious.
Do you know that when you choose to decorate your house with a real Christmas tree, there are steps you can take to keep the tree green, healthy and safe throughout the holiday season? That's a piece of cake for me, Ben. If you need any help, I'm at your service.
Great! I really love the characteristic aroma of an evergreen tree. But I know I won't define the healthy one for all the tea in China.
If it is possible, buy a Christmas tree from a tree farm where you can purchase your tree while it's still in the ground. A freshly cut Christmas tree will last longer than one that's been cut weeks ago and shipped to distant retail outlets.
It speaks for itself that in terms of choice, we don't have much. I usually also gently stroke a branch on the tree to make sure that the needles are flexible and remain on the tree.
Have you already prepared space in your house? By the way, there are a few odds and ends left in my garage which you can use to decorate the tree. If need be, you may telephone me at any time.
I definitely will. My Christmas tree should be kept away from open flames or heat sources, which may dry it out prematurely. Trees do sometimes burn, so I'm going to be careful. I'll probably be using lights to decorate my tree.
Then place it close to an outlet. If this isn't possible, you'll need to use an extension cord. Be sure that if you use an extension cord, it runs along to wall and doesn't create a trip hazard.
On second thought, I decided corners are the best places to put trees, because this placement keeps the tree safe from knocks and bumps.
Don't forget to cover the floor where the tree will be placed. You can use a properly sewn tree skirt or Christmas-themed paper or a piece of satin fabric.
I'll think about it, as this will not only serve decorative purposes, but it will also help to protect the floor in case any water splashes out.
Have you already sent invitations for the party?
I'm going to roll out the red carpet for everyone this year. As a rule, I invite friends and relatives once in a blue moon on Christmas holidays, so everything should be perfectly fixed this time. Will you come?
Sure, I'll bring a cake. I know that Christmas will be great, rain or shine. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hello, Joseph. Nice to meet you here. Are you choosing a Christmas tree?
Hi, Mike. I'm waiting for my sister Sally. She's buying rugs for yoga while I'm just enjoying watching people with their children preparing for Christmas. To tell the truth, with all these decorations hanging out about our house, it has become a complete mess.
I see. I bought Christmas gifts for my friends yesterday, but I'm not sure I know how to properly choose and care for a natural Christmas tree so that it can last longer and I can be more environmentally conscious.
Do you know that when you choose to decorate your house with a real Christmas tree, there are steps you can take to keep the tree green, healthy and safe throughout the holiday season? That's a piece of cake for me, Ben. If you need any help, I'm at your service.
Great! I really love the characteristic aroma of an evergreen tree. But I know I won't define the healthy one for all the tea in China.
If it is possible, buy a Christmas tree from a tree farm where you can purchase your tree while it's still in the ground. A freshly cut Christmas tree will last longer than one that's been cut weeks ago and shipped to distant retail outlets.
It speaks for itself that in terms of choice, we don't have much. I usually also gently stroke a branch on the tree to make sure that the needles are flexible and remain on the tree.
Have you already prepared space in your house? By the way, there are a few odds and ends left in my garage which you can use to decorate the tree. If need be, you may telephone me at any time.
I definitely will. My Christmas tree should be kept away from open flames or heat sources, which may dry it out prematurely. Trees do sometimes burn, so I'm going to be careful. I'll probably be using lights to decorate my tree.
Then place it close to an outlet. If this isn't possible, you'll need to use an extension cord. Be sure that if you use an extension cord, it runs along the wall and doesn't create a trip hazard.
On second thought, I decided corners are the best places to put trees because this placement keeps the tree safe from knocks and bumps.
Don't forget to cover the floor where the tree will be placed. You can use a properly sewn tree skirt or Christmas-themed paper or a piece of satin fabric.
I'll think about it, as this will not only serve decorative purposes, but it will also help to protect the floor in case any water splashes out.
Have you already sent invitations for the party?
I'm going to roll out the red carpet for everyone this year. As a rule, I invite friends and relatives once in a blue moon on Christmas holidays, so everything should be perfectly fixed this time. Will you come?
Sure, I'll bring a cake. I know that Christmas will be great, rain or shine. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.